been thinking too hard.
Pressed one, you are tripping balls.
Relax. You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Bye. Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. We have a super special show today. We have three people here in the booth. Cal Fury from Los Furios is here. He's going to do a couple of songs, I guess, and has some new stuff here. They're playing tomorrow with the Bone Daddies. We just started the show with the Bone Daddies with the song Chica. They're playing tomorrow at the fan club with Los Furios and the legendary band from New York, The Toasters. So we will be talking about them, and we'll have Kyle talk a little bit about the band, his band, play a couple of music. And also we have here Mateus Moon. He's playing this Saturday at Charky Grill, so he's also going to do a couple of songs. Hey Mateus, how are you?
I'm good, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Right on.
And we also have Nat Jack here on the studio. He has a new EP with his band Lucid Afterlife, so we'll be talking about that as well. How are you?
I'm doing great, Oswaldo. I was wondering if it'd be okay if I do all speech through hip-hop freestyle rap today. Is that okay?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, then after this sentence, everything will be through hip-hop rap. I hope you enjoy that crap.
Okay, so the interview will be hip-hop? Hip-hop style or what?
The only way that I speak to you is in words that rap, so when you unnerve and you feel that, then simply, you know, dimply, you'll start to smile. In the meanwhile, I'll let you take over the show. You gotta go.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so, yeah, interesting show happening today. We're gonna start this set with a Gogo Bordello version of Manu Chao.
Thank you. Mambo Papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in the jungle, I stopped banging my fist bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. I went to the big town where there is a lot of sound, from the jungle to the city looking for a bigger crown. I play my boogie for the people of Big City, but they don't go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm the
king of the bongo. Sound. They say there is no place for little monkey in this town. Nobody likes to be in my place instead of me, cause nobody go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm the
king of the jungle, king of the jungle.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the jungle, king of the jungle.
Hear me when I come. Banging on my bongo, all that swing belongs to me. I'm so happy there's nobody in my place instead of me. I'm a king.
Papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in the jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey likes to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. My name is still Osvaldo Perez. We were listening there to Robbie Williams and the Pet Shop Boys doing a Mano Chao song, King of the Bongo. And before that, Gogol Bordello from Ukraine with the song Mala Vida, also by Mano Chao. Pretty cool versions, eh? Mano Chao songs. Yeah. So, and we started the show with the Bone Daddies that are playing this Friday. Tomorrow Wednesday with Los Furious and the Toasters. The Toasters, legendary band from New York, from Manhattan. 33 years going strong, no, Kyle?
Yeah, it's been a long, long time, man. History.
Yeah. Legendary band. So we're here with another ska legend from Vancouver, Cal Fury. Los Furious have 11 years going on, or how many years?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I never started counting.
Something like that. Los Furious, and you want to tell me a little bit of about the Toasters and how do you get in touch with them and the show?
Basically, the Toasters, we've done multiple shows with them over the years. Our first album was on their record label, which was Megalith Records. And so we put out an album called Warning Shot through their label, and that became our relationship with them. As record labels go, they are not the kind of the way of the dodo these days, so the label exists more as a booking thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have most of our stuff goes through them, through Megalith, onto iTunes, and that's how we kind of still know them. And then we've played shows with them over the years at Venue, or the Wise Hall, or many places that we've done. And this time around, their booking agency called me and said, hey, do you want to do the Toaster show in Vancouver this time? And I was obviously very happy to do that. And Osvaldo and I have been working on shows over the last year, having done Chris Murray and Vic Ruggiero from the Slackers. So this is our kind of third in that line, and it's really cool for us to do. So tomorrow night at the Fan Club.
Yeah, bringing all these ska legends. Tomorrow they're playing at the Fan Club there in downtown. So tickets still available there on Red Cat, Neptune, Zulu Records, and High Life Records there on Commercial Drive, or on ticketweb.ca, also.
Yeah,
last show, Los Furious. This is like the third, fourth time that you play at Fan Club, no? Third time?
Yeah, about that, yeah. It's a great new venue in the city, so we kind of started playing there recently, and it's one of my favorite places ever I've played in Vancouver, so great for live music, and they just seem to understand music there, so it's cool.
Yeah, that's good. So what's your impressions when you play with the Toasters? What can the people expect from the Toaster show?
Obviously their history is 33 years old, right? So as a band, they have a long longevity. So I expect some young and some old, right? So they go back to like the era of the Specials and stuff like that. So you're going to see probably some gray hairs in the audience that still want to dance, right? So that's going to be part of it, but. Also, just the fact that the longevity and the history of that band will bring out, hopefully, a lot of the kind of ska kids and the reggae heads and all the stuff to come out and see this legendary band play.
And there's a lot of original members, or only a couple left?
It's changed quite a bit. I mean, I know I heard that the drummer from Big D and the Kids Table is on this tour with them, so he's obviously bringing in, modern-day guys and they kind of, it is what it is. Like music now, it's like, who is an original member anymore? I think most bands, it's like, a band of 7 or 8 members is always going to change. It's always going to be a different lineup and different things. There's very few bands that can hold that kind of giant size together for that many years.
Who's the leader of the Toasters?
His name's Rob Bucket.
Bucket.
Yeah, that's what they call him. And he's a... his history for himself is, he started a label called Moon Stomp and put out very many bands, and has a longevity in ska music and reggae music to promote it and bring out the bands that he likes. Megalith Records is his new one. He's done all kinds of great bands on that, and he's just, he's a piece of the foundation, if you will, of ska music in North America for sure. And just a legend, man. He's just the way it is. So it's really cool to have him come to the city, and I'm glad at this time we can give him a good venue and hopefully give him a good show. That's hopefully people come out.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. So tomorrow at the Fan Club, don't miss that show. Los Furious and the Bone Daddies, and it's cool. Like Bone Daddies are like young band, also like very energetic. It's gonna be cool.
Yeah,
cool.
For sure. There's one of the new up and comings in our little world, and they're doing great. Got a great new album out, and they're always a fun group to play with, and positive energy. It's good.
Cool. So let's listen to some Toasters, no?
Sure.
Let's put this song called "No Respect" from the Toasters, coming to Vancouver tomorrow. And we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
win. Them a chance up out the door and them a pick it. We begin them up to kick off the food. We'll catch up on the thing. Tell the world bastard about that them kind of thing. But we live in the ghetto on a strict condition. That nothing they can beat up on the hate of the man. You want to stand there firm and stand up.
So there's a couple of songs from The Toasters, No Respect, and Don't Let the Bastards Grind You Down.
No.
So yeah, they're playing tomorrow at the Fan Club. Really excited for that show with Los Furios. So we have here Kyle from Los Furios. I always play different songs from Los Furios, but I don't know which one is your favorite song or...
My favorite?
The single from Los Furios, or which song... you enjoy playing most? I don't know either.
Like, it's just so many. Depends. Like, there's so, every song is kind of different, right? So for me, there are different reasons behind every song. I like this song. I think it's a fun song. I like Jokes on You a lot. Together as One is obviously a favorite.
Yeah.
And then I'm liking some of the, you know, like Bad Waters and stuff. I'm digging that song, that kind of style too. So it just depends, man. There's five albums out. It's hard for me to find a favorite, right? So.
Yeah. Cool. And what about the band? What do they tell you? Like,
they
I
just,
guess different
one
half.
They just want to play together as one. That's it. Over and over and over again. It's their favorite thing to do.
That's cool. So, it's at seven people, no, in the band right now?
Seven now. So, we're expanding the horn section.
Cool. That's you're going to play seven people tomorrow?
Seven, we'll have seven.
Yep. Awesome. Okay, well, let's play a Furious song, no? And then Mateus is ready to play a couple of songs here, and we're gonna talk in hip hop language with Nat Jack. And they also have a CD release party this Saturday. You have it?
EP release party this Saturday at the Fairview Pub. It's going late, right to 2 in the morning. So make sure you check out my boy Mateus too, because you're not gonna double the cover. Our tickets are free. And if you go to www.lucidafterlife.com, you get free tickets and a free beer from our boys at Storm Brewing. Respect.
Cool. Yeah, the show...
And I didn't rap, so one more rhyme at the end. Just check.
Mateo's show on Saturday is it's also free, no cover. So yeah. There you go. You can go check out Mateo's. Yeah. All ages.
It's all free, baby!
We got it.
Free shows on Saturday for everybody. Cool, so let's listen to Ska in Mexico, no?
Sure, man,
like you
why
guys,
not?
You guys been to Mexico like four times now?
Four times. Hopefully we'll go back soon.
Los Furios is one of the, maybe the most popular Canadian band, maybe, no?
Let's go with that. Yeah.
After Arcade Fire or whatever.
Who's Rush? That's a drug, isn't it?
Cool, so let's listen to Sky in Mexico, Los Furios, and we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9.
Away. It's a lot more fun to be drunk in Mexico anyway. Do you want to go? Then let me know. Let's take the trip. And resorts just straight into the shows. Our brothers and sisters waiting in the cities of Mexico. We're steady through the nights, but don't drink outside the cups, say no. The nights are warm, it's 3 a.m., let's get up and go.
Los Furious, Sky in Mexico, from their new EP. Well, you have a new single, actually, no? Bad Waters? That's the new...
That's the new latest one.
The latest one? Yeah. So. Cool. Kyle also does a smaller version of Los Furious, I guess, with the Mean Threes.
Yeah, it's more like... they're just songs that I wrote that just don't really... They're just too mellow for the Furious, I think. So we just had reggae music and more traditional style of ska and rock steady. So I just started doing that with the bassist, the drummer, and the keyboards, and whoever else in the Furious wants to show up that night. It's called the Mean Threes for now. And yeah, it's just a little tiny three piece.
Yeah, yeah.
But we've been recording and just doing some work with at Blake's studio and at Doug's studio in East Vancouver. And yeah, it's coming out. So we're slowly going to try and put out one song a month is our goal.
Cool.
So everyone, you know, rather
okay.
than yeah. So hopefully within 6 months we'll have an EP.
So let's listen to the song of the month, no?
Yeah, this is a brand new one. It's based more on traditional ska, and it's called Too Dangerous.
Okay, cool. So this is a world premiere here at the Morning After show.
We good?
So whenever you're ready, yeah.
Talking, telling you to stay inside. Whatever happened to skipping and a jumping? Whatever happened to laughing and a running? Stuck inside on the TV screen, wasting away on the food they eat. It's too dangerous, too dangerous, too dangerous for me. It's too dangerous. Too dangerous, it's too dangerous, can't you see? Cell phone junkies, addicted to the shiny lights. Corporation monkeys,
selling you a bill of rights. I like swimming in shark infested waters. I like climbing, jumping off the towers. Night diving in the pool hall parlors. Life's living's not hiding in the corners. Too dangerous, too dangerous, too dangerous for me. It's too dangerous, too dangerous, it's too dangerous, can't you see?
Kyle Blake and Sean doing It's Too Dangerous. So don't miss the show tomorrow at Fan Club, the Bone Daddies, Los Furious, and the legendary band The Toasters are playing. We're going to give away tickets later on the show, so just get the number for now, 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487. We're going to give a couple of tickets for tomorrow's show. And so we have here Mateus Moon. He's going to be performing this Saturday at Charky Grill, all ages, no cover. Yeah. Always good parties, no, Mateus?
It's pretty awesome, actually, yeah. No, last time was like so on the fly, just like called last minute, and we had a great time, yeah.
Yeah.
Great time.
So now Mateus is. Are you gonna play by yourself with a couple of guys?
I got my buddy Justin. He's gonna come down and play drums. A friend Johnny was asking to play bass. We did a kind of pretty janky show at the Railway Club, but it was still a lot of fun. Like it was just a lot of jamming because we don't normally play together. So, which is usually like lately I've been pretty freelance. So just call up whoever is like, hey man, you free tonight? You want to come down and play some drums or bass or sax or guitar or whatever and sing? And yeah, so it should be a good time. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely. It's always something fresh.
Well, Mateus brought his guitar, so let's listen to a song, no? What are we going to listen to?
I'd like to play a song called Burn that I've been working on recording at Nimbus with my friend Mammy. He goes to school there, and we're going to be, yeah, hopefully releasing an EP in the next couple of months.
Cool.
So, yeah. Sweet. Say it how I can.
what I want to. Been this way ever since I was 18. Had to say it, baby, but I just can't wait for my turn, yeah. Well, I am burned, 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 burned. There ain't nothing I can do. I sit alone and see these pieces, so I burn. Shrimp last night on the bachelor's skin. Oh, the sin and trouble that it got me in. Well, I believe it. Yeah, yeah, I'm a fool for you. But ain't nothing I can do. And I couldn't move along without you. So I burn now. Yeah. Nah, but I feel like a dog waiting round, yeah. Listen for my master sound. Well, now I believe it. Oh, I ain't waiting round no more. No, 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 no. Doesn't matter much to me. I do believe I must be free. So I burn. It don't matter much to me. I do believe I must be free. So I burn.
Cool. Yeah, that's a cool song. It's kind of blues, you know?
Yeah.
Bluesy song.
Yeah. I was pretty obsessed with the blues at one point. Still am, actually, but not to the same degree.
So, but you basically play not only blues, like also like kind of Hendrix.
Yeah, like a lot of... I grew up raised on Def Leppard and AC/DC pretty much, and Iron Maiden. And so, yeah, a lot of, like, I don't know, I'm a lot of classic rock and, like, old school metal and stuff. And, yeah, so there's, like, a lot of Hendrix in there, Zeppelin influence as well. I love the blues, like, really, really dearly. I've been listening to a lot of, like, ambient music, though, lately. And I like to try something a little bit post-rocky, incorporate that kind of thing, which would be really interesting. That's kind of what the jams end up turning into, actually. It's a strange fusion between like contemporary, like not contemporary rock, but like post-rocky kind of vibes with like blues over top of it. It's a lot of fun, actually. It's a lot of fun, especially going to a jam. Like, I'm going to the Libra Room tonight on Commercial, First and Commercial, and they have a jam. And like when I try and go up and jam this stuff with the, like, a lot of these guys who are like playing blues all the time, it's like 12 bar the entire way through, and then I get up and I play a 12 bar, but then in the middle of it, just like completely like break it down. And like, oh, what's going on? And then they're like looking around. They're like, okay, okay. And then you're like, yeah, no, you got it. Just like stick to this. Don't worry if I'm playing something that doesn't sound traditional at all. It's funny. A lot of fun. Music's fucking awesome. So I said that on the radio. Hell yeah.
Cool. So yeah. So don't miss.
That comes and gets you if you do that?
Nah. I'll just get, I don't know, profanity charges.
Okay, so don't miss Mateus this Saturday at Charky Grill, 1955 Cornwall, there on Kitsilano.
Yeah.
We have an open mic on Friday, actually, there at Charky Grill. This Friday we have an open mic. Mm-hmm. So you're a musician, drop by, play
Who's
some
hosting?
Tunes. And
Who's hosting it this time?
I am hosting.
Oh, you're hosting
yeah,
it?
I'm
oh,
hosting okay. this Friday, so we're going to be checking some new talent yes, in the yeah. city. There's a lot of talent in the city, so yeah.
Oh, there's so much.
It's going to be really cool. So, yeah. So why don't you play another song while we're
okay.
at it, yeah.
Yeah, sure. That last one was called Burn. And I'm going to play another song that we're going to be doing. Actually, funny enough, this song used to sound like... It used to sound like that, but then in the summer I was like, I was sleeping in a park, and I woke up and I'm like, I gotta finish that, I gotta finish this song, which was actually Burn, and I didn't end up finishing it, but I started playing something that sounded like this, and I decided to put the lyrics for that last one, like, over top of this, so it actually worked out really well. It's called Feel Me. It's a very convoluted explanation.
Time, Lord knows how I feel you, yeah. Baby, it ain't no crime. Loving you the way I do, yeah. The way you move so slow, drive me wild in this, I know. I'm
Cool. So yeah, Matheus Moon's playing this Saturday at Charkey Grill there on Kitsilano.
Is it 9 p.m. is it start?
Yeah.
Yeah, right on.
Yep.
Sweet.
Yep. Doors at 8, so it's all ages, so you can bring your families and all that. And then you can head out to the Fairview when Lucid Afterlife is having their release party. What's happening with that? You want to tell us?
The release party is getting started, Oswaldo, like a kick to a face from a shot from Ronaldo. Yes, I do use the rhyme, and this time it's not a crime. I made a mistake before, but let me climb. It starts at 10. That's when the music starts. You break apart, you get in the crowd, you get your free beer if your heart is in it. You gotta go to lucidafterlife.com to get it on. You gotta get there, but don't be wrong and don't be late, cause it might be great if you get there by 11:30 when we on stage. It's gonna be hot. My boy Paul Fitzgerald, it's your birthday, 51 years, man. You're golden. I'm stolen the microphone right now. I'm really loving this, and I'm holding it right now. These musicians in the room, Los Furios, you better get to that show. Well, I'ma get Furio, serial killer on this. My boy Mateus on that guitar like Soul Brother. Oh brother, there's no other with them skills like Oswaldo. Going crazy, I got this place. I'm like, ah-hoo! Yes, so be there at the show, please, ladies and gentlemen. Also, be in touch, lucidafterlife.com. Like us on Facebook. We're going on tour with the Dead City Dolls from Edmonton. They rocking it. I hope we can listen to some songs. I'm going off the freestyle. Sorry for being wrong, but I'm getting here from the heart. Oswaldo, do you want to speak? I'm sorry for the tweet.
Cool. What's your music about? Are you going to rap on the show? Or what?
You know, I incorporate anything that's great. I don't limit myself to one gimmick myself. I like everything I can get. I respect Led Zeppelin to the greats of rock and roll, to the hip-hop, to all those who lose control. See, anything that got soul and anything got heart can be broken apart and put back together. No matter the weather, however you feel, whether you got love or you feel clever, it's all great, man. I see you sweat because it's hot in there. I'm betting. All right, you feel me?
Yeah, cool. So that's this Saturday at the Fairview, Lucid Afterlife. So let's listen to a song, no, from the city.
Yeah, if I may introduce, this first song is The Price is Right. That rhymes with The Price is Right.
The Price is Right. So we should give away tickets for Los Furios, The Toasters, and The Bone Daddies. So you can give us a call here, 604-822-2487. 604-822-2487.
Well, I wanna be a rock star, baby. What's the magic spell? Ooh, I wanna be a rich one, honey. What's the magic spell? Yeah, top hat, limousine driver. What's the magic spell? I wanna spend like there's no tomorrow. What's the magic spell? Yeah, and on the other side of town, oh, my boy Charlie just trying to get by. Life ain't sly. Just trying to get this pain out my belly. What's the magic spell? Just wanna get my rent by Monday. Yeah, what's the magic spell? I'm sick and tired of the same bus driver. What's the magic spell? Just want enough to make it till tomorrow. What's the magic spell? Ooh, it's gonna take sacrifice. You didn't know?
No, you better work hard.
Oh, you know, a little bit of blood, sweat, tears, and strife. Oh, but that's hard. Listen to me. You want it now? It'll take a sacrifice. You want it like right now, this moment. It'll cost you. Cost you. Cost you life. Yeah.
right before your very eyes, like the edge of a ripping saw. Slice deep into the depth of mine, and find the truth, that's all. These doubts, they constantly follow me, like demons on my skull. Can't break or shake or hide from me, I feel I'm cool.
Danielle from Offsides, and you're listening to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC.
On February 7th, come see punk legends DOA at the Rickshaw. It's the release party for DOA's new live album, Welcome to Chinatown. It's going to be a wild night as DOA welcomes special guests, the Ford Pier Vengeance Trio, Aging Youth Gang, the return of Mr. Plow, and introducing Jenny from Calgary. See Canada's top punk band DOA Friday, February 7th at The Rickshaw. Tickets at Zulu, Red Cat, Scrape, High Life, Neptune, and Northern Tickets. More info, go to www.suddendeath.com.
Please remember to...
Vancouver is gearing up for the 27th annual Bob Marley Birthday Bash. Once again, the Birthday Bash will be held on Saturday, February 8th at the Grandview Legion Hall, 2205 Commercial Drive. Artists performing this year are Geronimo, Zuki Joseph, Macronix, Rasta Rubin, and the Selassie Eye Power Band, featuring Fred Locke Sasher and other special guests, Ultra Flex Crew, Purple Soul Band, and MCs George Barrett and Louis Sutherland. Jamaican food and refreshments will be on sale. Advance tickets available at Zulu, High Life, and Rhythm and Spice.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Shh.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM, the morning after show. We listened to a couple of songs from Lucid Afterlife, Price is Right, and Aerophobia. So what's with the name Lucid Afterlife?
Lucid Afterlife, it vibrates and vibrates, echoes and echoes of why that name is Lucid Afterlife. I'll give you one reason. Right now, one reason is when I first met Diego, the lead guitarist, when we founded the band, he was really into heavy metal. And I was really into lucid dreaming and astral travel and getting my dreams through that method. And it just popped me one day and said, okay, well, Lucid Afterlife. It's spicy, it works, and then we just jump with it. And there's another, so many correlations that you're going to have to like us on Facebook and get to know the band. And that'll be unveiled to you as we go through our lucid journey.
Cool. So these guys are playing this Saturday at the Fairview. They're on Broadway. So let's listen to the other two songs, no? So we can...
let's do it. Yeah, let's get the show on the road. The next one is AO, Alpha Omega, and it's featuring my beautiful, handsome, super talented brother, Giuliano Jack, who actually has a show on the 31st. And you can get also that information on our Facebook page. We'll be posting that up.
Cool.
Oh, and if we're going to play two, we might as well just play two in a row, right?
Yeah.
And then the last one is Retarded Owl. And it's a very special song about a very retarded owl that I once met. We had a conversation, and we decided over a mutual agreement that we'd record a song together. And he's actually in this song with some hoot hoots. So I hope you guys enjoy. Remember to come to the party Saturday. Oswaldo, take it away, brother.
Cool.
Lesson of a lifetime, time management. Finally, that final exam is handed in. Hourglass flipping, the lessons branded within. The final note played on the mandolin. Body returns, a guest, a quest forever burn. Unless within the urn, earn wages by our work. Never wait for a turn. The wheel of fortune tuned for the show, and hold what you learn. Throw it in the pan, yeah, till you understand the point of the circle. Drop the dress rehearsal. Shakespeare's dead, but I'm born again. Just another scholar to rope until I reach perfection. Ayo, ayo, said you gotta let it fly away. Ayo, ayo, we're meant to see another day. My path is imagine where blackness has been a casket beneath the planet or mattress. If you could handle it, plan to get where we're going. Overflowing river sticks, I ride the Sphinx to Osiris. The mileage isn't worth the risk. You can greet me at the pathway or sleep and meet me halfway. Tickets can be as cheap as you want them to be. Practically free, believe in the spirits that you learn to see. Beneath all the fear, just learn to breathe. It's only as easy as you let it be. Now sleep, release all of your energy and come with me.
Said you gotta let it fly away. To see you.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. That was Lucid Afterlife with Alpha Omega and Retarded Owl. So, yeah. Nat Jack is playing this Saturday with his band, with the Crowbots. And what's the other band?
Yeah, we got the Crowbots, and we got the BC Trees. Also, we got the Jack of Diamonds, Giuliano Jack. And for a little treat, we got a model search for Wicked Caribou model search. So some ladies to grace the stage as well.
Cool. So that's happening this Saturday. What else we learned today? Open mic at Charkis this Friday and every Friday with different hosts. And Saturday also, Mateus Moon is playing an all-ages show at Charkey Grill, 1955. All ages, no cover.
Just want to say, if you do end up at the Fairview show and you were at Mateus's show, if you let me know that you were at that show, we're going to give you a free EP. Just for supporting music all the way around. So if you're coming to the show already at the Fairview, go check these guys out at Kits. It's not far from Broadway.
No, support local music almost, all around. And almost walking distance.
Yeah, right, walking distance. Yeah. So go to lucidafterlife.com, wherever you're going. Get your free ticket. It comes with a free beer. Register for it. See great music all night. Make a day out of it. Okay, guys? Oswaldo.
Cool. No, thank you, Nat, for coming and sharing your event. And tomorrow the Toasters are coming to town. Probably, I think they are in Oregon today. Kyle, do you know?
Seattle.
Playing tonight. Tonight.
Yeah.
Our friends in Seattle, the Toasters are playing tonight there. And tomorrow they'll be in town, and they're playing with Los Furious and the Bone Daddies. So that's gonna be an amazing show. Do you know more or less the times that the bands are playing? Or
yeah, it's not a late night. So basically, we wrapped up around midnight. So the first band's gonna be on 9, and then 10, and then Toaster's gonna come on hopefully just before 11, and then just take it till they're done. So it's like, you know, come out. It's a Wednesday night. We know it's not a Friday night, so nobody wants to be up till 4 in the morning. So, but still, come out and support this music and this talented band from New York City.
Doors at 8, no?
Yeah, 8 o'clock. It's always, fan club's open all day, so if you want to go there at noon and start drinking, you can.
It's allowed.
Cool. So let's, and also there's going to be the Sea Shepherds there, no?
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. Something I'm just starting to do. I've always been a big fan and a supporter of the Sea Shepherd Society, which is an ocean conservation society. You probably see them on TV. They get on ships and stop whalers from killing whales, and it's awesome. So Sea Shepherd Vancouver, I've invited to the show to come out and set up a booth, explain who they are, what they do, and do some fundraising. So if you're into that, come check it out. If you're not, if you're pro killing whales, maybe you don't want to come, but I probably wouldn't want you to come anyway, so that's fine.
Cool. So they're gonna have like a booth there and information.
Yeah, and fundraising and sell some shirts and just be part of our merch team. So every band's gonna have their merch up, and Sea Shepherd's gonna be part of that. So I'm excited about that, and hoping that the Furios will be able to do that more and more with them and become a kinship and fellowship with them, because I'm a big supporter of that society.
Cool. So that's happening tomorrow at the Fan Club, 1055. Is it 1055 Granville?
Yeah, 1050.
1050, yeah, Granville Street. So, yeah, it's gonna be a cool show. The Sea Shepherds. There also are against having killer whales in tanks, and in the aquariums, like
orcas. Yeah, of course. Yeah, they're trying to, you know, just promote the idea that, you know, the archaic idea of whales in swimming pools is ridiculous, and it's time to our society to change and not allow that to happen
anymore. Whalers on the moon. That's about how serious we take that kind of activity.
Cool. Okay, let's listen to Bad Waters, no? The Los Furious song.
Sure, man.
Yep, this is the latest single, I guess. Are you planning to record some new footage?
Yeah, we have about 5 or 6 new songs ready to go, and we've been working on them. You even helped me with one of them. So we're going to be starting to put those together in the next few months here, so hopefully you'll see some new Furio stuff ASAP.
Cool. So you're gonna record the Spanish one? You're gonna sing in Spanish?
Of course. Sí, Simón, ese.
Cool. So this is Bad Waters, Los Furios. Bad Waters, Los Furios playing with the Toasters and the Bone Daddies tomorrow at the Fan Club. So we're going to end up the show with Mateus Moon playing a live song. The song is called Hold. And don't miss him. He's playing this Saturday at Charkey Grill, and it's going to be an amazing show. So, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
My faith in mind. Remember when our hearts entwined. Even if our hands are tied right now, I know one day we'll hold. God knows we'll surely hold. If your heart's an open book, please let me take a look. Ain't no crook, I'm not gonna steal it from you. I just need to know if it's gold. Gotta know if it's gold. 'Cause when the sunshine shines on you,
so good. And when I lie, oh yeah, when I lie with you, yes, it's so damn good. But I don't see your face no more these days. I know everything's been rearranged when we come out at night. I ain't got no fight. Hey, yeah, oh yeah, ooh, 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 yeah. Tell me why you're switching sides. If I can move your tides, I don't know which way we'll go. No, I don't know which way we'll go. But I know one day we'll see you.
Cool, so that was Mateus Moon. Thank you, Mateus, for...
Yeah, thanks for having me out, Oswaldo.
For coming. Thank you, Kyle, for sharing your ska knowledge here.
No problem.
And yeah, we'll see you tomorrow, I guess. Yeah,
yeah, man, show. It's going to be a good show. So yeah. Come see you on Wednesday. Get really, really drunk. Have a good time with the Toasters. And when you're just getting over your hangover, go back to Cherokee's Grill on Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
Lock it up again.
For sure.
Saturday, actually. Saturday, sorry. Yeah, the first.
Friday too. You can go Friday,
Friday
too. I'll be there,
so,
Friday,
yeah,
and Saturday. So
yeah, no, it was a really cool day. Good music here. Right?
Yeah,
talented guy on the guitar. And really
cool.
Really nice. Thanks, Cal.
Okay, well, thank you guys. We're gonna leave you with this Toaster song, so you get in the mood, and I'll see you next week. Just won't let me be. My
This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Oh my. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts on Commercial Drive and in other areas at
Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audiopile Records, Bad Bird Media, BAM Merch Canada, and the Vancouver Music Gallery.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for.
Showcasing cool and contemporary music from the North, Northfest brings you an array of vibrant music from the Yukon's Diet and Speed Control, plus Greenland's Nive Nelson.
You came in with a bottle.
Come down to the Rickshaw Theater on January 31st and experience everything from roots to rock, indie to alt folk. Tickets are available at Red Cat, Zulu, High Life, and Neptune Records, or at northerntickets.com and live at rickshaw.com.
Wow, so smooth. Such art. Must have. It's the...
New format of Discorder. Join us at the Astoria on Friday, January 31st, as that magazine from CITR celebrates the launch of a brand new redesign with some great local bands including Cult Babies, Catlow, War Baby, Hallow Moon, and more.
There was this dog in my neighborhood that it takes for a world you could do no good. You're gonna die, he's gonna die.
Admission is $5 before 10 p.m., so be sure to get there early to check out our new 72-page art mag, cool prizes, and more.